I find it interesting how, and it may be in other sports, but in baseball, there seems to be some interesting strategies that are done in order to either help your teammate that's on the bag. You know, if you're at bat, you do something odd in order to help out the runner.
Okay.
The most obvious, and is the bunt. Okay.
Yes.
That's the most obvious. But then you have the individual that decides, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something really radical in order to help my teammate steal a base.
Uh-huh.
Referring to San Francisco Giants, what's his name? Pablo Sandoval, also called the Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, Kung Fu Panda.
All right, so he's at bat. He's got a guy on first. They throw the ball by him. He checks his swing, and then in order to block the catcher from throwing to second, because the runner's running from, he swings.
Yes. Yeah. It's called protecting the runner. Yeah, you swing and miss on purpose in order to give the runner a better chance to steal.
But he swung and missed after the ball was in the catcher's mitt.
Yeah, and then the umpire has to make the determination of whether or not he should be charged with obstruction or not if the catcher's throw was impeded by him doing that.
And this is, I've got video of it here. They just keep showing it over and over and over again. The catcher's like, what the heck? What are you doing? Watch the video. Come on, come on, come on.
He's telling the umpire, he said,
watch this.
That should be obstruction.
Whoop! Swing.
Yeah. That was pretty late. It's not that late.
It's not only late, but the catcher not only has the ball in his mitt, but he's starting to stand up.
Right. Why the catcher was suggesting there probably should have been an obstruction called.
They don't say whether or not it was, but it was pretty funny. So I think I find that to be an entertaining aspect of baseball. There's some interesting strategy in there.
You know what's kind of lame about this baseball season? I mean, this is the first year with video replay.
What, that they're actually playing baseball?
There's no arguing. Or there's much less arguing.
Oh.
I mean, I grew up as a kid with, let's see, Billy Martin.
You want more arguing?
Earl Weaver, Tommy Lasorda. These were legendary arguing managers. You'd get a real show when say, an Earl Weaver came out of the dugout. He'd throw things and kick dirt around and point and be very animated.
Lou Piniella picked the bases up once and threw them into the outfield.
Yeah, we don't have anything like that.
I saw that.
Now we have guys waiting. The managers are waiting for the phone to ring from their guy in the clubhouse who's looking at the replays to see should we challenge
that. That's going to be one of the tweaks, I think, to the replay system is they just have to have the umpires in New York decide. They don't have to – none of this challenge stuff, have the managers challenge. They need the umpire on duty in New York watching the video to decide if a play is close enough to challenge or
not. So it'd be like in college football, the head umpire would get buzzed.
Right.
Beep, beep. We want to take a look at that play again.
Yes. That's the way – I think that's the way it eventually will be. Because, these slow walks the coaches or managers are taking out there now while their guy – back in the locker room, looks at the video to tell them the thumbs up or the thumbs down as to whether or not they want to challenge. That's got to go away. That is no good.
That's a waste of time.
Yeah, well,
to a game that already...
Stop it.
No.
Stop
to their credit, the challenges in baseball come much faster than official reviews in football.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
true.
The football challenge, we go to commercial, they come back, they make the announcement afterwards.
Day before yesterday, we had our first walk-off challenge. Play at the plate, winning run. Called him out. They went to replay. Oops, called him safe. Game over. Team wins.
Yeah.
Now, who were they playing?
It was the Pirates and somebody. The Pirates got the win, originally it looked like they lost. Game would have been over. Without replay, the game would have been over. The Pirates would have got screwed. They look at the video. Oh, wait, he is safe. Game over. Pirates win.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know yet. You
know
what?
The call's right.
You know what the honest truth is? I have no right to make an opinion or to voice my opinion about it at all. I'm not enough of a fan to have an educated opinion about it, so I should just back away from it and not say anything at all.
You got to get the calls right. I think everybody wants to get the calls right, even the umpires. So if we can get the calls right, especially in calls that change the outcome of games, I think you have to do it.
I'm the last of the dying breed. I don't like replay at any level. The game is played by human beings. It can be refereed by human beings.
I agree with you, unless the referee is like, I don't know, Stevie Wonder.
When coaches' careers sometimes hinge on winning games to get, to get screwed by a bad call. And there was a play in the NFL a few years ago. I think it was, who was it?
No,
it was
I can't agree with
Dennis,
that.
Dennis what was his name, the coach of the Seattle Seahawks. They were in the playoffs. He needed a win to keep his job. If they wouldn't have won, no, he needed to make the playoffs in order to keep his job. If they didn't make the playoffs and win their last game, he was going to lose his job. They got screwed on a bad call by the officials, lost the game. He got fired the next day.
And a general manager who would fire his coach over a questionable call, that's a bad general manager.
See, I'm going to disagree with that circumstance at all, okay? Either you have a strategy that can get your team to the playoffs or you don't. To have it hinge on one play at the last game,
well,
that's
thing was
weak.
They didn't make the playoffs, and the coach needed to make the playoffs in order to keep his job.
Well, then it's everything that happened in conjunction up to that play.
Well, I understand.
For it to hinge on that one play, but no. It's everything. Either he has it or he doesn't have it.
You want to get the calls right.
I agree. I don't disagree with that.
And a referee or an umpire is doing his level best to get the calls right.
Right. Unless it's one of these influential refs that you were talking about yesterday.
Well, the NBA or the replacement refs in the NFL that gave the Packers the old heave-ho out in Seattle. Remember that, of course.
Okay, well, again, I mean, look at even the really bad call, the Packers-Seattle last-minute interception call. I don't think the referee was jobbing the Packers there. The referees sucked and got it wrong. They weren't intentionally screwing up or anything. They were incompetent.
Wouldn't you want the call then to be change to the right call if the officials were incompetent and making bad calls?
I personally would like competent referees.
Yeah, I see both sides of the thing.
We had guys from the Lingerie Football League working NFL games as replacements. What the heck?
He's like, hey, none of these players are wearing hose and thigh highs and stuff. What are we supposed to be doing here? I ain't watching this game. I like watching the other game. This game sucks. It's a bunch of guys.
Some of those offensive linemen could be wearing undergarments.
That's a little – that's visually disturbing. That's – okay. All right, so just real quick. Yeah. We're coming up to draft
NFL
day.
NFL draft. Yeah, okay. First round tonight. Packers pick 21st.
Anything we need
Texans
to be aware of?
On the clock.
What we need to be aware of is how this has become a media event.
Oh, no doubt.
Just a decade ago, nobody cared. You'd go to your newspaper the following day. You'd look in the small print on the transactions page of the sports section.
Right.
Oh, look, here are the 10 guys my team picked. Now, we were holding this thing at Radio City Music Hall a few years ago.
I think I told the story before. Back in 1979, when I worked over in the Appleton Green Bay market, I covered the draft, Packers draft. It was me and three other guys in a room with Packer coach Bart Starr, and nobody else was covering it. Nobody cared. Now you got 1,000 guys covering it. And
Does fantasy football have an influence on this?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. WSAU. We'll be right back.
A high school in Newport Beach here in Southern California are causing some controversy. Last week, a group of 40 male students organized an NFL-style draft to pick their prom dates. They ranked the girls at their school, and each guy took turns picking who would get to ask which girl to the prom. And these guys, they went all out with this. They rented a venue. They wore sport coats. They had a two-minute clock, just like the NFL draft. Can you imagine showing up at a girl's house and telling your dad, sir, I promise to take good care of your fourth-round selection. But they could pay money to get better picks. One kid paid $140 to get a first-round pick. Obviously, a lot of people were upset by this. The principal sent an email to parents over the weekend saying, it is not okay for any student to be objectified or judged in any way. Which I think means she doesn't understand how high school works.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.